USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly all American troops are being pulled out of Syria. This, in addition to the troop withdrawal from northeastern Syria announced by President Trump last week. It appears the action has triggered widespread shock and accusations that the U.S. is abandoning the Kurds, a loyal ally who had bravely battled the Islamic State. The Pentagon said they wanted the withdrawal to be in an orderly manner. They say it could take many days or even weeks, but the security situation is rapidly deteriorating, as the Turkish army has already taken hold of many areas. France and Germany are stepping up efforts to stop the Turkish offensive against Kurdish-led forces. The U.S. withdrawal leaves open the question of what happens to Kurdish prisons that hold thousands of Islamic State fighters. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Top movies at the box office this weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number two with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number three with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number four with $6 million. And dropping down to number five, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. Hulu weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley Hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Sesame Street is taking on addictions like the opioid epidemic from a child's perspective. USA's John Clemens reports.
My mom needs help learning to take better care of herself, so she talks to people with the same problem.
That's the character of Carly as she explains why she was in foster care, because her mom couldn't take care of her, but is now attending meetings to help her with her addiction. Carly goes on to explain she, too, is attending meetings.
I go to a special kids-only meeting. Our parents all have the same problem.
The issue of addiction is part of the Sesame Street and Communities Project. I'm John Clemens.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is preparing to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.